And when I say worth something, I mean more than simply some percentage of the preferred. I mean, it's a percentage, but some sort of more than some low percentage of the preferred. And this is where the rubber hits the road. And the question is how much. And then often what happens is that management sees that in fact they have been creating a lot of value. It's showing up in the enterprise, and some of it is going to show up in the common stock. The signal, of course, for the IRS is when the exercise price for options for an emerging company are set relatively low. That is simply a red flag for them. That basically says, well, if there's lots of money being invested in this company, even though it's losing money and even though it's an emerging company, there must be what an analyst or an evaluator would say growth options that are available to the company that should in part be reflected in the value of the underlying common stock. So there's the problems. We can no longer use a simple formula that says the common stock is some percentage of the preferred. And now, of course, given all of this, what do you do? How do you deal with this problem? Well, first, I think when you think of it, you should be choosing a valuation firm that's done a lot of foreign IA work, that's familiar with the AICPA guidelines as it relates to these types of valuations, and also somebody that knows how to properly value a complicated capital structure, because even though the companies in the emerging side are just that, emerging, and many of them may be small, they often have very complicated capital structures. For example, several series of preferred stock, and each of the series may have different rights. There's often warrants that are attached to the preferred in addition to stock options that have been issued both in qualified stock options as well as non-qualified stock options. So there's a lot of things to consider when one goes ahead and has this work done. In the end, the procedure should follow three steps, and you should have an evaluation. Should have this first, an in-depth analysis of the value of the enterprise. How much is it worth? A very robust analysis of the value of the convertible preferred stock, which includes the value of the preferred stock as what I call straight preferred, one that simply pays dividends, plus the value of the convertibility options. Third, when you look at if there's multiple rounds of preferred stock, there should be a certain ordering. That is, a certain so much value needs to be allocated to each of the various series. And sometimes how to allocate this becomes quite complicated, because a later series may have certain rights that essentially abrogate the rights of an earlier series, or reduce those rights, or simply in some cases simply just take them, as I said, abrogate them, or simply take them away, remove them. And finally, there is for private firms, there's a marketability discount that's typically applied. And the marketability discount is a discount just for lack of marketability. And both the preferred stock and the common stock share that. So there should be those three things. So there's the summary is enterprise value. How is that done? And I should say that in most instances, more than one valuation method should be used. One of the methods that should be used all the time is an income method, and of course, a market multiple method is probably at least those two should be used. If it's a company with growth opportunities, an asset methodology should not be used. So first, the enterprise value. What's the company in total worth? Second is figuring out what the value of the underlying preferred stock happens to be. Third is thinking about and then once I know that, I have a value of the common. There's a discount to that common because of lack of marketability, and of course you have a whole set of options that have been granted in the past that need to be considered, because this represents a portion of the common stock that's already been given away. Now, so where does that leave us? I guess where that leaves us is there's probably multiple questions that people listening to this podcast will have, and what I would encourage you to call Axiom Valuation, ask for myself, Stan Feldman, or Roger Winsby, and we'll get back to you to deal with the particulars of your situation.